The phony campaign has ended and the real one is off and running. This morning, the Prime Minister fired the starting gun on the federal election that will either finish his leadership or turn him into the stuff of political legend. Scott Morrison is billing the poll as a test of who voters trust better to run the economy. But the opposition leader, Bill Shorten's decision to give his election pitch from a backyard in the Liberal-held electorate of Deakin speaks volumes about Labor's hopes and ambitions for this contest. South Australian Liberal Senator Simon Birmingham is the Coalition's official campaign spokesman, and he joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Great to be with you, Patricia.
After three prime ministers, three treasurers, and a lost majority, how can you expect to campaign realistically on the issue of trust?
Because the things that really matter to Australians are the circumstances that they and their families face. And what we did 6 years ago was promise that we'd deliver a strong economy and more than 1 million jobs. And what we've done is deliver more than 1.2 million jobs in that time. We promised we'd repair the budget, and we've now brought down a budget surplus. Now, we promised that we would secure Australia's borders, and we've done that. We've stopped arrivals into our borders unauthorised. So we've put in place the types of things that we promised we would do, and in doing so, we've set Australia up very strongly for the future, been able to legislate for tax cuts for small businesses as well as hardworking Australians, and in doing so map out a plan to eliminate the scourge of bracket creep that many Australian workers face to ensure people get to keep more of their money in the future.
So is your message
keep the strong economy?
So is your message we've been a rabble, but we've done all right with the economy?
The message is that on the things that impact the day-to-day lives of Australians and the running of our nation, we have done a good job. We've made our economy stronger, we've made Australia safer, and our policies for the future will continue to deliver a stronger economy, more jobs, 1.25 million jobs over the next 5 years. We'll deliver on tax cuts that will put more money back in the pockets of hardworking Australians and eliminate bracket creep. We'll deliver on new policies in terms of growing apprenticeship numbers, new package of investment in mental health services, and all of that, of course, sustains a strong economy, a budget surplus, and record levels of growing investment in our schools and hospitals and the services that Australians rely upon.
Do you accept that the Coalition has a huge task ahead? Do you see yourself as the underdog?
We have a big mountain to climb these next 36, 37 days, and we don't underestimate the challenge of that. But we also believe in the wisdom of the Australian people, that when they think long and hard about elections, they know that management of Australia's economy is central to their well-being, the well-being of their families. And they know that every time Bill Shorten talks about spending hundreds of millions or billions of dollars more, that comes from higher taxes. That's going to come out of their hip pockets. They know that we inherited a $47 billion deficit in Labor's last year in office, and we've turned that around to a surplus. So I think that, you know, yes, it is a mountain to climb to win any election in Australia, but we believe that as this campaign focuses in on the issues, the government's record of achievement, and the choice that Australians face for the future, a choice between our continued strong economic management or very radical alternative policies from the Labor Party, which will see many areas of taxation go up, that will really sharpen the contest and make people focus on what is at risk.
Are you going to target Bill Shorten personally? Are you going to go negative in this campaign?
We will target the Labor Party's policies, absolutely.
But you won't, hang on a minute, will you target Bill Shorten personally?
And this is about the policies that Bill Shorten and the Labor Party have on offer. Now, if Labor wins, Bill Shorten will be the Prime Minister. That's a choice that Australians get to make between Scott Morrison as Prime Minister for the next 3 years or Bill Shorten as Prime Minister. But they also then have to choose between the policy considerations. And Bill Shorten's policies are to slug Australian retirees more, to reform the way in which houses are taxed in Australia that will see rents go up and property values go down, to ensure that many Australians will end up paying more in income tax, and the average worker, according to NatSem modelling, being about $1,000 worse off under Labor's policies, whilst we will abolish the 32.5 cent
okay.
tax bracket.
So that's what you're offering. But this morning, the Prime Minister said voters had benefited from the Coalition's economic management. But growth is weakening, wages are stagnant, and the surplus is on paper only. It hasn't been delivered. You're not back in the black. So is it a hollow message?
Not at all, Patricia. In terms of the global economic outlook, as the Prime Minister indicated this morning when he announced the election, there are headwinds. That's all the more reason why you want to keep sound economic managers in place, people who will be prudent with spending and focus on those
people want their wages to go up, and you have no policy agenda to make people's wages go up, do you?
We absolutely will continue to create more jobs, and by creating more jobs, you put more pressure in the labour market for productivity gains, and from that is what comes sustainable wages.
Then why hasn't it happened?
You don't make wages grow up just by legislating it or through government interference.
But under your strategy, it hasn't happened. You can say you're going to do that, but it just hasn't happened. Australians aren't experiencing wage growth, and clearly they're frustrated.
We understand cost of living pressures, but they won't be made any easier through higher taxes from the Labor Party. Cost of living pressures won't be made any easier if it's harder for people to get a job. And you talked before about a surplus that's promised for next year. Well, the difference with us is the track record of delivering on each and every one of our budget outcomes. Now, we have brought the budget deficit back in from $44 billion down to $33 billion, down to $10 billion, down to $4 billion, and now to a $7 billion surplus. That is a clear trajectory of turning things around. What happened when the Labor Party last promised a budget surplus? They delivered a $47 billion budget deficit. So again, our track record is prudent forecasting, delivering, often overachieving against what we have forecast because we've managed to make sure that we run a tight ship on spending.
Okay, do you accept you've underachieved on wages?
Well, we would, of course, love to see sustainable wages growth.
But you haven't delivered it, so do you accept that you've underachieved on wages?
No, I don't accept that, Patricia, but we do want to see the sustainability of the economy, which requires us to make sure that jobs growth and pressure in the labour market that drives productivity is what leads to wages growth. You do not achieve wages growth that's sustainable in Australia just through the type of interventions that Bill Shorten, the Labor Party and the unions carry on about. That will only end up with fewer Australians having jobs in the future. We don't want a circumstance where it's harder for young Australians to get a job. We're proud of the fact that over the last 12 months, more than 100,000 young Australians secured employment in Australia, the highest in Australia's ever recorded history. And that's the type of opportunity we want to keep creating to give young Australians that chance to get a job and get ahead.
Labor believes the campaign will be decided in Victoria and Queensland. Do you agree with that assessment?
Look, national election campaigns are fought hard in every single state. We don't take a single seat for granted. The analysts will have a look at where they think different seats will move or not, but I am confident that across every electorate of Australia, the Liberal and National Party candidates will be working hard to convey the message, and not one of them will be taking a single voter for granted.
The Liberal Party is going to have to fight hard in seats you normally wouldn't think you'd have to worry about. Kooyong and Higgins, to name a couple. In fact, Tanya Plibersek, you know, was campaigning in Toorak, of all places, today. It's a very leafy suburb, and you wouldn't think traditional Labor voters are in that kind of seat, but there she was. How distracting will that be?
Again, you know, we don't take any seat or any vote for granted. We'll make sure that in every electorate people understand the choice that is to be made. And, you know, it is a very stark choice, and it doesn't matter where you live in Australia. There are thousands of retirees in each and every electorate who face the prospect of paying higher taxes under Bill Shorten. There are people who own homes across every electorate who face the possibility of having lower housing values or facing higher rents. There are circumstances in every single electorate of Australia where people can look at the hundreds of billions of dollars in extra taxes that Bill Shorten has announced as his policy settings and think, well, I'm likely to be worse off from this. And they'll think that because they're right, because every time he goes out and promises to spend hundreds of billions of dollars more, Australians are going to pay for it from their hip pockets.
Well, I'm sure we're going to be speaking to you many times throughout the campaign. Simon Birmingham, thanks for coming on.
My pleasure, Patricia.
That's the South Australian Liberal Senator Simon Birmingham, the caretaker trade minister now, because we're in caretaker mode. And he's the official campaign spokesperson for the Liberal Party.